Welcome to A Voice of a People Live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? It is cold outside, and guess what? I am live and in living color today on WGH Talk. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And guess what? If you are a faithful listener and supporter of A Voice of a People, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And I think we probably will be saying that throughout the month of January, because this is the first month of the new year. Sometimes it is the coldest month. And not only that, sometimes it just feels like the longest month of the year. And I don't know why that happens, but January is one of those months, you know. So welcome to the show. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. And I'm live right now on that TuneIn app, which you have access to on any electronic device. And once you download it, if you have not, type in WWGH in your search bar. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944 if you just want to be a part of the show today. Thank you once again for tuning in. And along with you supporters and first-time listeners, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce will start again in April of 2026. If you are interested in any other programs or events that may be going on at Logos Christian Ministries, please go to their website, once again, www.logoschristianministries.com. Okay, so, you know, we started the prayer thing last year, maybe the last 3 or 4 months of the year, where we are praying for our neighbors and praying for our loved ones and just praying for people who are having a hard time, people who may have lost loved ones. People may be going through health challenges. You know, like I said, I'm going through some health challenges myself. So lift me up in prayer. Continue to lift up Cheryl Lee in prayer. And we did lose a loved one, a general in our family, Horace Worthington. He lives in New Jersey, 81 or 82 years old. We did lose him yesterday. So lift up our family in prayer. He was an asset and a great general in our family. And he led many of our children and grandchildren and siblings to college over in North Carolina. So, and I think all of his children went to college. So it's nice to have someone like that in your life and in your family. And not only that, he was a minister as well. Very encouraging minister too. So let's keep that prayer line going. If there's something special you need prayer for, just call 740-383-9944. Okay, I do like to give you a couple announcements, and I'm going to throw this forth. I do have Dana Martin here with me today. She is the executive director. I thought so. Executive director,
yes,
of the Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter. She is here today. And last she was here, which I have been announcing this every
Thank
show
you.
About what they need up there. Anytime. You don't have to have a special drive through, just anytime. And they need like copy paper and envelopes and stamps and toilet paper and paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, washcloths. If you don't know of their location, it is 326 West Fairground Street here in Marion, Ohio. I just want to say that that is one of our fastest growing populations, and a lot of us are only one paycheck away from being homeless. And we just don't know in the climate and time that we live in today where we will be next month. So we ought to you know, keep these people in our prayers. So Dana is here, and how you doing, Dana?
I'm doing really good. It's good to be back in here, 2026.
Yes, yeah. New year. Happy New Year to
yeah,
you.
Good to be back.
Yes, absolutely. So what's going on with you? I know you got a lot going on with the
new year.
And
always a lot going on. Obviously, the shelter, you know, we're busy right now. We're actually, you know, we're in the colder months. So we do see uptake in our clients coming into the shelter. So we're busy with that. And just community-wise, you know, we have the MLK breakfast coming up. That is next Monday at the Palace Theater in May Pavilion. So for those listeners out there who haven't gotten their tickets yet, you know, please reach out to a Peace and Freedom Committee member to see if you can are still able to get a ticket.
Right.
And the speaker this year is Cynthia Archer Booker.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually my sister-in-law. And so she is our speaker this year.
Okay.
And we were fortunate enough to have the library host our speech competition last Saturday. And there wasn't a seat left in the house. You know, we're always nervous about how many, you know, are kids going to participate? You know, are they going to participate?
Yes,
and
yes.
So for the last few years, our numbers have really been low for the speech competition.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, like I said, there was not a seat left in the house.
Isn't that something?
And we had kindergarten all the way to college.
Really?
Yeah. So please check out the Peace and Freedom Committee's Facebook page so that you can see who the winners were and the runner-ups were also.
Wow, that's great.
So it's going to be a great program Monday. It's a community event. This is our 19th, I think. This is our 19th breakfast celebration. And so obviously next year will be a milestone and it'll be our 20th. So
wow.
Yeah, so it's just a lot going on in our community in the midst of winter. So
yes, yeah, absolutely.
In the midst of.
I did see on Facebook, I did see some clips of the children's speech.
Yes.
And that's great.
It is. And I'll point out some that I can remember. So the youngest one was Chanel. What is Chanel's last name?
Malcolm, right?
Yes. Her youngest daughter, her daughter. She got up and did a speech, obviously with her mother's support. And so she was the youngest and she won her category.
Aww.
And, you know, we had grade school, middle school, high school. We had, I want to say we had three collegiate. And, you know, it was just phenomenal. All the speeches were different. Obviously touching on the impact MLK had. And it was just really, really good. Our judges were there, and you know, it was a great program. It really was.
Good.
So,
and it has been over the years. I mean, you all have been faithful to our community and to our schools, you know, bringing in the young people. And that's a great thing because young people are our future.
They are.
You know, and just the climate that we're living in today makes people think about when people were really pulling for the same thing and for betterment,
betterment.
Yeah, for betterment.
For betterment.
And I don't know what we're looking at now in our world, but it's kind of scary in a way, you know. The atmosphere has this kind of feeling in it, you know. We don't really know how to navigate through this, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. And as long as we can have good things going on, and be focused on good things, and I
focus
think that
on the good.
Right, that brings me to my thought for today.
Yeah,
it beauty of the sky. If we can't think of anything else to be thankful for or to look up to, let's look up to the sky.
Yes.
Leave worries aside, and you will be surprised by the beauty of the sky and the color of flowers, of the freshness of the breeze, and the generosity of the sun. You will feel you are part of creation, and life will start to make sense. I hope. Maybe not everything that goes on in life makes sense, but you know, we can make sense of life. The greatest wealth is to appreciate what we have and what we are.
That's good. I love the outdoors. I do. I love outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because when you go out, your spirits are lifted.
It is.
You know, you see that bright sky and that sun beaming on you. Fresh, you know,
air.
Yes, fresh air. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, what can I say? Mm-hmm. There are some good things going on in the world today, right?
Yes, it is. We don't always have to focus on the negative. So.
Oh, let's not.
Yeah.
Let's not. Mm-hmm. Just be aware.
Yep, be aware.
What's going on?
Stay positive.
Yeah, and I get up this morning, my water's brown.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking, I'm trying to make coffee. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, I got to wash out my cups and all that.
Oh,
you
wow.
Know? And the water was brown. I'm thinking, I thought they fixed the water. Because you know we had this water condition going on in Marion before Christmas, I think it was. So, we called, and there's a water main break down the street from us.
Ah, yeah. So that's what it was.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, you just never know from one moment to the next.
You don't.
What
you
to expect.
Can't, don't stress out. Don't.
I made it to the show, right?
Right.
The strange thing was, like, the sink in the bathroom was clear.
The shower was clear. Been the location of the pipes going into your home.
Could have been.
Where it was going to.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Just never know. Anyway, where are we now with Dana Martin? Let's continue.
yeah. So, let's see. Oh, yes. I want to talk to you today about regarding the shelter, the Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter, and we do business as the Marion Shelter Program.
Okay.
So last year, we introduced to the community the coldest night of the year. It's a 2K, 5K walk. And the reason that I wanted to introduce this particular program, it's actually a fundraiser where funds are raised and they go back into the shelter, as a grant, all the funds that are raised. And so, this is our second year that we're going to be doing it. We are looking for volunteers right now and team captains. This is to build awareness in our community about homelessness. And just to touch on that. Just because you don't see homelessness doesn't mean that it doesn't exist in our community. And I always like to educate people that, you know, just like you said, Linda, before, you know, a lot of people are just one paycheck away from that devastation. A lot of people are just, you know, one grocery store trip away from that. You know, it, there's so many variables, you know, the homelessness doesn't have a color, it doesn't have a look, it doesn't have a status. It, you know, it can happen to anyone, you know, and not only are there a lot of individuals in our community right now that are homeless, there are a lot of families that are homeless and they are living in their vehicles. And so, you know, this is heartening.
Yes.
So the more that we're aware as a community on what homelessness is, that is very prominent in our community. We do have resources to help individuals, you know, say you get an eviction notice. If you're a renter and you get an eviction notice, you know, there's organizations in our community that can help prevent you from actually being evicted.
Okay.
There's funds available to help people. So please don't hesitate to reach out to our shelter because we will put you in contact with our partners that we work with. And our number at the shelter is 740-387-4550. Please don't wait till the last minute. You know,
right.
And it's hard for us because we do work collectively with our partners. And so, you know, it's really hard for us when you wait till the last minute, you know, before you get an eviction notice on your door that there's some issues going on. Try to reach out to us before that so we can kind of help you get back on track so you don't have that stress. Because I can't imagine what that stress looks like.
Me either.
But back to CNOY, which is the coldest night of the year. We introduced it to the community last year.
Right.
It's an event for a 2K, 5K walk. It's February 28th of this year. It's on a Saturday. We meet downtown at the Harding Hotel, the Chamber of Commerce. We meet there, I think the time is 11. We start our walk. And you do not have to walk. If you just want to hang out in the garden room at the chamber building, you are welcome to fellowship and do that while others walk. it's a family event, so you know we encourage families to make a day of it, mm-hmm. To get educated on it, what homelessness is. The reason that the date is always the end of February is because obviously it's cold.
Yes.
It is called the coldest night of the year.
Right, right.
And we want to bring awareness that this, you are mimicking what it is for a homeless person to what their day is like. It's cold outside.
Yes, it is.
You're walking over snow, over ice. You may not have great socks on, gloves, hats, those type of things. You may not have eaten that morning. Those, that's what the day and the walk is like.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
You're supposed to, it's to mimic that. It is not a extravagant event. It is very low cost to us.
Okay.
After the walk, you come back and we'll have the popping and rolling ice cream truck and the panini and soup. He does the this Rodney. So he'll be there. So all participants will get soup and sandwich. Like I said, we're not real fancy. You know, it's not, it's not steak and asparagus and all of that.
Right.
But it is just to be able to come back and have conversation.
Right.
You know, what was it like when you were out there walking with your kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because families, you know, they'll bring their strollers or their wagons and we'll have signage and all of that up. And there'll also be break stations. So,
Okay. Like,
if you want hot chocolate or a donut, there'll be stations along the walk. If you want to get in a vehicle to warm up, you can do that. So, I'm excited about this event. And right now, January is the month to kick off. This is where we need teams. So I did bring a flyer here for you, but
okay.
People can go to our Facebook page, Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter, and you'll see the Coldest Night of the Year link. And just it's really easy. If you want to say you want to raise $250, then you become a team captain. You just put your name in there. It's very user friendly. You put the name of your team, like say your name of your team could be Marion Steppers, and you just reach out to your coworkers, your family, neighbors, friends, and just say, hey, I want to raise $250 for the shelter. I'm a team captain. This is the name of our team. This is the, take a picture of the QR code, go in there and just make a donation. And you do not have to be present to be a part of it.
Okay.
That's the other thing I like about this. If you want to come out and walk with your team captain, that is great. If you just want to give to your team captain
right.
to support the shelter, that's great also.
Mm-hmm.
All of the funds go right back to the shelter. So not only are we raising money for to meet our obligations to stay open, but we're also bringing awareness to the community. And that is why I love the CNOI program,
mm-hmm.
Coldest Night of the Year. If anyone has any questions, please reach out to the shelter or just go to our Facebook page and just follow the link that we have set up for Coldest Night of the Year.
Okay. So is this the first time or?
This will be our second.
Second?
Yeah, February 28th. This will be our second year.
How was your turnout last year for that?
Oh, my gosh. I was overwhelmed. We had, I would say, at least 70 participants, but not everyone walked. Some people stayed at the Harding Hotel.
Right.
And they were cheerleaders. We had people on registration, all the team captains, they get a toque or a hat, they get
right.
We got buttons, we have a station for children, crafts and things of that nature.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, we have the table set up so that people can, just kind of conversate and, just have their meal and it's warm and cozy in there, you know.
Sounds
it's very
like a
laid
nice
back.
Event, yeah.
It's very laid back.
Community event.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Nice, yeah.
Yeah, and just to build the awareness of homelessness. So I'm excited about it. It's our first big fundraiser that we're doing for this year.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm excited about that. And obviously, bringing the awareness of homelessness and the resources that we do have available.
Right.
So, yeah.
Sounds like a fun time. So you're looking at people to walk at least 2 miles.
Yeah. So
up to 5 miles.
Yeah. The 5 mile marker, I think, is the jersey. And the walk is, it's not complicated. You walk up Church Street and you come back down Center Street. You know,
oh, that's it. Okay.
And so we break the 2K and the 5K that way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not a complicated walk, right. And the sidewalks should be clear. But if not, there'll be signage up and all of that stuff.
So from Chamber Building,
yes,
Jersey is 5 miles.
Yeah, I think that one is the Jersey. I think is the 5 mile marker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Never realized it was that far. Didn't
I
seem
know,
like it.
Right?
It just don't seem like it's
know,
that far.
I
wow.
Know.
Sounds like a fun time now, coming together, breaking bread together, and meeting new people, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good thing.
It
wow.
Is.
Okay, then. So put that on your calendars, those of you who are listening and want to be a part of that coldest night of the year, walkathon.
Absolutely.
Walkathon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds fun. It does. Some things that's going on, they all sound fun. I may not be able to participate in a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But they do sound fun.
Yeah, and you could, like I said, you could still support.
Right.
You know, that's just like my mom. My mom will be 79 on Sunday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
Yeah, yeah, Miss Mary. And so for her, you know, she wants to support, but mm-hmm. she's not going to walk.
Right.
Yeah, she's not going to walk, but, you know, she might, you know, donate $10 or $20 to my team. That helps. You know, that helps all the team captains meet their goal. Yeah. And
we all lived in the same neighborhood when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Mary and Esther. And
yep.
Where's Esther?
Yeah, she was here for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, she came up for a week for the holiday. And but she lives in Vegas, so.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. That's quite a ways away.
Yeah, but the weather is a lot better there
I'm
than
sure.
it is here.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I have not seen her. Oh, my. I can't even remember.
I wish I would have known that. I'd have connected you to.
Mm. Okay. Bernice, all of us,
Yeah.
A couple blocks away.
Yeah, Bernice
other.
Talks about that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All in that same east side, girl, you know, on the east side. Wow. You never know who you may run into in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Johnny Bob?
Yeah, that's her brother. Yeah.
Where's he at?
He's not with us anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Johnny Bob's probably been gone about maybe 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, he's probably been gone about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. We ended up going to school together.
Yeah. He was a lot of fun. Loved music. Just a free spirit.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
But anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Reminiscing.
You know how
we
do.
Yeah.
There was one more thing I want to talk about to put on your calendar.
Okay.
And that is April 4th. Springtime.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers coming up. Springtime. So April 4th, we will be doing our second Marion Looks Like Me book fair. That'll be put on by the Peace and Freedom Committee. Now, last year we did it, and it was at Tri-Rivers. And so I'm not sure of the location. It probably will still be at Tri-Rivers on a Saturday. And they usually have a food truck out there. All the kids that come usually get a free book. We have local authors, and we also have authors outside of the community as well.
Okay.
But that is called Marion Looks Like Me Book Fair, and it's going to be April 4th of this year.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for more details on that. And if you are an author and you want to participate, please reach out and just go to our Facebook page and just do a DM message.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will be in contact with you if you'd like to also participate in that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's at the... You'll be back here before then, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to get in touch with you, but I know how things are, especially the holiday time. It's just too busy.
I didn't know what day it was. I didn't. The last week of the year and the first week of the year, I was kind of thrown off a little bit because I had to work. I had Christmas Day off and New Year's Day off.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I was working at the shelter. So I really did. I was like, I don't know.
Wow, didn't have much time off, Dad.
No, I was just going through the motions.
I bet you were.
I was just going through the motions. I didn't know what day it was. I was like, what is today? Oh, today's Friday. Oh, okay. Yeah, because it
was just weird. I go through that sometimes, Dana. What
weird.
Is that?
Well, Christmas fell on a Thursday. New Year's fell on a Thursday. And it was just weird.
And I'm just glad, I know I'm older than you, I'm just glad that someone younger experiences the same thing I do, you know?
I did, yeah.
Even this week, I'm thinking, I had them mixed up today's and stuff, you know, like, come on, now what day is it? And I have to actually get out my count and my phone.
Look,
oh, it's Tuesday. And then it's Wednesday. And it's just one of those type of things. I'm like, I hope I'm not getting what they call. I'm not going to even call the name.
Nope.
I'm not going to claim it.
We're going to come up out of that. We're going to come up out of it.
And if not, we're just going to chalk it up to, hey.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, right?
One of those things.
Absolutely. Boy, boy, boy. I tell you. Ah. So did the trail, everyone knows, I think, that we had to kick off the ribbon cutting for the 250th year for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And this was held at the Marion County Historical Society. And that was, when was that? Last Monday?
Last week.
I think it was, yeah. Monday, the 12th.
Okay.
It was the 12th, yeah. We all got up on the steps. It was blistering cold. That wind was kicking,
wow.
Girl. It was. But we got that taken care of. And they have trail stops going on all through the year.
Okay.
So the second trail stop is the Peace and Freedom Breakfast at the Palace Pavilion, 276 West Center Street. This takes place Monday coming up, January 19th at 9 a.m. This paid event includes breakfast and speakers. It is a celebration of the life and legacy of Dr. King indoor. Then it says during event. Purchase tickets in advance. And Dana had already spoken about trying to get tickets from a Peace and Freedom member.
Mm-hmm.
Or will they be selling these tickets at the ticket office at the palace?
No. But let me let your listeners also know that ticket is for the breakfast.
Right. Okay.
Anyone that wants to come to the program, there is no fee for that. You just come to the Palace Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I think the event itself starts at 10 a.m. So just come to the Palace Theater and just let the ushers know that you're there just for the program,
okay.
For the speaker and the children's speech competition. And then I think Logos Christian Ministries, I think their youth choir, their children's choir will be singing. So they do have some entertainment also on the program. They don't need a ticket for that. They can just go through the palace doors for that.
Okay,
but
so this is just a breakfast.
They want the breakfast.
Right.
Then they need to purchase a ticket for the breakfast.
And be there at 9 a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But if they just want to come to the program, I come at 10 o'clock to the palace doors and just let them know you're just coming to the program. So, yeah. You know.
So that's trail stop number two.
There you go. And it's going to be cold that day.
Oh,
it always is. So just, you know, dress warm. But it's a beautiful community event. You know, everyone from small business to big business, from school, all of our local and county schools, nonprofit organizations, you know, our hospitals, you know, everyone kind of supports this event. So if you haven't experienced it, and, you know, I would encourage you to at least come to the program part. There's no fee for that. If you're off that day and you're not doing anything, you know, bring your family, your neighbors, and just come fellowship with us.
Amen. I always enjoy it. I haven't missed one since I've been back in Marion, so I've enjoyed it. I already have my tickets.
Dress warm. Just dress warm.
Oh, like you said, it's always one of the coldest days, you know, and I think that's kind of how the march kind of stopped, you know, because the older people had moved on.
It got cold, but it was just too cold, and they kept rescheduling it, and they was like, it's just too cold.
Younger people are like, nah, I don't think so. Too cold.
We're going to do something else.
So do you know of anything else going on that evening?
I don't know anything that's going on that evening. I do know that they, and I haven't heard, but they usually do something at the TV station. They usually have a program at the TV station, so we'll probably start hearing some information about that coming up too.
Okay.
And I don't know if they do that. That might be Black History Month in February that do something like that.
Okay.
So MARTA's usually, is involved in that. So.
Right, TV39.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. seemed like I heard Tara say something about something going on that evening, but I would have to get a hold of her because I don't know. I don't remember, but what that may have been. So, all right. So, and introduce to us your speaker again for Monday.
Yeah, our speaker is a Marion native, and her name is Cynthia Booker Archer, and she is a retired school teacher, and just, you know, just a phenomenal, she's had a phenomenal life, and so I'm excited to hear what she has to speak on. She still does tutoring. She does online tutoring that I'm aware of, and just an extraordinary person. Traveled all over the world. So it'll be good. They always get great speakers for the breakfast. So, yeah, you guys are in for a treat. Plus, you know, they're going to have entertainment as well. So,
right.
Yeah,
I'm excited to hear what Cynthia has to say.
Yeah,
I've been knowing her long time too.
And you know, on a positive note, Kenny Spafford, we lost Kenny last year,
right?
So every year, Lucinda Richardson would spoil him and give him a ticket to the breakfast every year. And so when she moved out of Marion, somehow I became his go-to person.
Okay.
And then the last few years, I would have to pick Kenny up to, and take him to the breakfast.
Right.
And so it was weird. Last week, I was thinking, oh, this will be the year that I don't get a call from Kenny.
Oh.
And we make arrangements for me to pick him up. And but Kenny was a big supporter of the Peace and Freedom Committee and also our breakfast. He's a big supporter. And so I just wanted to, you know, just put his name out in the atmosphere and let him know that we're going to miss him this year.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sweet. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
He was a big help to our community, and he was out front.
Yep.
He was out front, you know, and voiceful. So, I'm sure he's very well missed.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, it's just one of those things. Do we have anything else we need to go through or talk about? Or
I'm thinking.
I do have this little thing I can share. Put your best foot forward. New Year's. I love these almanac things.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They be on point.
I know, and I have several. This is my new one.
Oh, you got 2026 calendar. Yeah. Almanac calendar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And the girl told me, she said that she didn't think they were going to make any more. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I must get this right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had them at CVS. Yeah.
Okay.
So I picked that up. But each one of them are different for January because last January was the inauguration. That's and this one is like 2 years old, but it talks about putting your best foot forward, and this still, I mean, it you can take this note and do the best with it you can, because this is still the new year. This is still the first month of the year. We are still saying Happy New Year, at least I am, to people that I haven't seen, you know. And this said, in Scotland, December 31st was known as Hogmanay, along with fireworks, first footings of the first foot in the house after midnight is still common across Scotland. The first person to cross a threshold into one's house, called the first footer, is an indication of the year to come. And I remember, as an adult female, you did not let a female cross your doorstep.
It had to be a man.
It had to be a man. Unless you want to be with a woman all year, right? And you're a female.
Had to be a man to take the first step.
Yeah.
I grew up like, I had an uncle, and it wasn't just the new year on a Sunday.
Oh.
The first person that stepped foot in your house on a Sunday had to be a man.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I never knew about that, but I did know about New Year's.
Yeah.
Because you got like 52 weeks in the new year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I said, okay. And it says, although the tradition varies, if the first footer is tall and dark, the year will be a good one. Of course, the entire spirit of a Hogmanay party is to welcome both friends and strangers with warm hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, lots of kissing all around. So make sure if you're a female that the male crosses your doorstep. I hope you did that. I'm late with it, but I hope you did that. And if not, take note for next year. Lord bless and say the same. 2027. Isn't that something?
We just keep plucking along.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, when I was, say, like, I thought 30 years old was really old. So I, like, went through depression when I turned 30 because I thought I was
getting
basically
older.
At the end of my life,
look
right?
Look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now, and I'm thinking, okay, so I have all this time now on the earth, and I thank God for it. But I'm like, let us be not weary in well-doing, but let us go forward and do our best and continue to share and love one another. Mm-hmm. And the greatest gift that God gave us was love.
We forget that, too.
Yes.
We get so caught up.
Yes.
And then we forget to just be still.
Be still. Mm-hmm. You know, and love. Mm-hmm. We don't have to love everything or everything about a person. Mm-hmm. And that's not important. Mm-hmm. The important part is that we love one another, you know, because we all have faults.
Right.
So if we love one another, we're able to look past those things. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to this minister last night, and he was saying, if you truly love, we wouldn't have to worry about so much bad stuff going on, the killing and the stealing and, you know what I'm saying, animosity and all that, because love covers a multitude of sins.
Yes, it does.
You know, and we're kind of like just going through the motions and, but love, let us love one another. It is so important.
Right.
We just don't realize it because we get caught up in our own personal you know, sphere and our personal home, our loved ones and our children and, you know, just me and my house, like Mother Hatch used to say, my four and no more. But she used to talk about that. You know, some people are just like that. You know, they're in this little hub and that's all they think about or concerned about. But love is the greatest gift that Christ left us.
It is.
And he gives us each and every day is to love. So we all should feel great about that.
We should.
That we are loved. And we it ought to be easier to love one another.
Yeah.
I just think that was a good word for today.
It is a good word.
Yeah, love one another as Christ has loved us. Because we're not lovable when you think about it.
Right,
we're not loved, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we can't point the finger at somebody else.
Yeah.
Even though we do, you know, but
we're
no better than the next man, no matter.
And love feels good.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Yes,
it
does. Yes, it does. Put a smile on your face.
Yeah. I was thinking one of my favorite songs is, you have to tell me who sings it, but it go, it's so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. I love that song.
I know that song. I do. Somebody loves you back.
Yeah. Like 60-40. that part.
Sorry, that's a scam.
But
on my phone.
Love is good.
I have come to the point where this AI thing will not allow me to turn off my phone.
What?
Like if you want to restart it or whatever, you know, like you push your little button here.
Yeah.
And I want to restart my phone. You see that thing on the bottom? It pops up, and it will not let me turn my phone off.
Girl, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, it popped up.
I don't know what to
tell you. It must have heard me say it, didn't it?
It's talking to you. I don't know what to tell
you. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe your grandkids can help you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of scared of that thing. You know, like, what is that?
Don't
talking
be scared.
To me.
Don't be scared.
Startled. Sometimes, you know, at night I keep it kind of close to me because, you know, I got children.
Yes.
Grandchildren.
I understand.
Great-grandchildren, you know. And I don't know if somebody's going to call or when. And this thing will start talking like, what is going on?
Yeah. Maybe have your kids, your grandkids look at it.
If I can catch them.
Yeah.
They all grown.
That was weird. That was weird.
I know
it was. Y'all have freaked out. Okay.
So you understand where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I think the next time I come on, that is something what we should dive into. And I'll talk to you a little bit about AI. And how it's going to change the industry that we live in, how it's going to change people's jobs, how it's going to change the way universities are going to start recalibrating programs that they offer for certifications.
Right.
So I think the next time we come, let's dive into AI. And
I think we need to, because it's prevalent. It's on the scene.
Yeah, and you know, AI is it can help you in a lot of ways. It can help you, but then in a lot of ways it can also hinder you. If you don't use it right, we still have our own minds and our own thoughts and our own expressions. And AI does not have that. It's just more, you know, calibrated. So,
right.
Yeah, I think that's something we should dive into and talk about next time I'm on.
Well, great. And I hope that's not too long away.
I know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, January is a long. Why does it seem like January is the longest month of the
year?
We're
halfway through.
Yeah, that's true.
We're halfway. I'm always on the uptake. We halfway through.
We are.
Let's be positive.
You're right about that. Yeah. We're on the other end now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I remember when I was working, I had to pay my bills and waiting on them checks. Mm-hmm. You know, from after the holiday, you get them little short checks because you wasn't at work, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, I got to pay this and pay that. Mm-hmm. My check is short. Then I got to wait for the next check, that with that. And, mm-hmm. You know, so I just remember it as one of those months. It just seemed like it would never, ever.
Yeah, he was like, I just got to get to February, and then February the shortest
one. I know. Yeah. But by then, I was all caught up, you know, and I could sail through February and the rest of the year. It's just, it was just getting back
getting
on board,
it,
you know, just getting back
mental.
On. Yes, the mental drama, strain of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it a whole lot different now, you know. I really do.
We've overcome.
Yes, I've grown up. My mom used to say that when I was struggling. So, as a young woman, it seemed like I just couldn't get my footing, you know.
Yeah.
And one day, I just talked to the Lord and just took control of my life, you know. And it was like, Lord, me and you and my kids. Yeah. I didn't give a hoot about nobody else.
That's right.
Right? That's I used to go to my mom's house more than I was even in my own home.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I remember those days.
Oh, my
gosh. I get off work, pick my son up from daycare, and I get to my mom's house, and she would have dinner ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was one less thing I had to worry about.
You that know, was great.
She would always make sure that we had dinner.
Right. And I had two girls,
mm-hmm.
and she babysat it for me. I wouldn't let anyone else watch my children, right? So when I stopped going to her house, she said, oh, you done growed up, huh?
That's sweet.
She knew the change. She knew I had grown up. But I really had. I really had taken control over my life.
It takes a lot
to
be an
adult.
It takes a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to be an adult.
Yes.
There's some learning curves to
yes,
be an adult.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And I'm like, I was, you know, in my 40s, I'm sure, going on 40.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't really no young chick, what you would call young.
Right.
But, you know, it took all that. And sometimes it's the path that you choose, you know, to go on, which hinders you from growing up, you know. You get in those roadblocks. Yeah, you get on the roadblocks. You're like, oh, my God. What happened here?
Yeah.
But God is good.
He is good. And he always puts people in our life to benefit us.
Yes, he does. And bring us closer to him.
Yeah.
That's what those roadblocks are about.
Yep.
And I learned that too the hard way. Oh, here I am, Lord.
Yeah. But even the bad things that we've overcome, those were things that made us stronger. And, you know, he needs us to go through those things. He needs us to go through adversity and trials and turmoil. We have to go through that in order for him to be able to give us the blessings that he has prepared for us. You know, so that we understand.
And ready us for somebody else.
That's right. I love that part, too.
Yes. Yeah, for somebody else's trials and tribulations.
That's right.
And he knows how to line you up right with them.
He sure do.
Well, we're down to the last 3 minutes of the show. I have so enjoyed you, Dana, today.
Always.
I was so excited when you said, yes, I will be there. Like, okay.
I apologize for the delay.
That's okay.
I'm not on Facebook that much anymore. And I saw that I had a couple messages on there. I was like, well, I need to start checking that daily so I don't miss something. But yeah, I'm so glad I saw that. And I was like, oh, I'm a day late getting back. But it worked out. It sure did.
No one was in your place. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow then. Because usually if I can't get anybody, and sometimes I'm at the last minute too, and I apologize for that, you know. But I don't know. I used to do it a month in advance, my shows, you know. But sometimes that doesn't work out because some people have to cancel.
Subject to change, Ms. Linda.
Yeah. So it's more like if I can get it in that week and get a hold of somebody, you know, and if they're free, good. If not, sometimes I'm on by myself, but that's okay too.
Yeah.
You know, God always gives me something to share
with
my audience. So I'm not without information.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy coming.
I thank you for that. I really do. I really do. So those of you who have been listening, don't forget the Martin Luther King breakfast Monday, 9 o'clock at the Pavilion, which is at Annex of the Palace Theater. Don't forget that. Or if you don't want to come to the breakfast, there will be a program immediately after, like at 10 a.m., in the palace on the stage with the youth, and they will be having a speaker. So do not forget, that is the trail stop of the many stops that will be taking place for the celebration of the 250th year for the United States. So we are out of time, and I thank you for listening today, and I thank Dana Martin for being my guest today. Hopefully you learned something that you didn't know. If you can come back at 11:15, my guest will be Scott Mason. It's taken me 4 years to get this guy on my show. Can you believe that? 4 years. But anyway, he will be here 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Have a safe, drive slow, be focused, blessed, and happy weekend. If not, I'll see you back at 11:15. Till next time, be blessed. I'm out of here.
The place for guests